See if you can do like a an either or check here. You're just gonna see if you had to fit this moment into a moment that needs more wakefulness or more relaxation, which one is it? And you can use that as a kind of inquiry to guide the establishment of a solid meditation posture. And when you apply your kind of antidote, instance, if you decided some concrete way, oh, I need to be a little bit more wakeful, how would that look? Oh, I would maybe do this. Go ahead and check for yourself and see if it makes sense to apply that antidote in a one-sided way. So let's say you're trying to be more wakeful, you're trying to straighten up your posture or something. Does that antidote, does that adjustment need to go against relaxation or can you somehow kind of harmonize while still going in one direction? Or just, establish yourself in a posture that is upright and relaxed. Maybe you can just do that. It's easy too. Well, we're going to see if we can develop the seven factors of awakening with relation to loving kindness. So, you may like to start with just more general awareness of your body and your breath. Pick a spot to kind of anchor yourself in the sensations of the breathing. The first factor is mindfulness. That could be mindfulness of these sensations of breathing, for starters. But if we're going to use the word, recollection or remembering, a kind of re repeatedly bringing of something before the mind, this context, it's going to be loving kindness. So see if you can. For starters, it might be your object of loving kindness if you start with a concrete object. So, if you want to start with a concrete object, see if you can kind of fasten that object to the sensations of the breath. See if you can recall that object as you bring the attention to the breath, bring the object to the mind. And it can be concrete, like the classic cuddly puppy doggy. Or it can be something very abstract, like mothers. But the point, of course, is not the object itself. It's the fact that you orient with unconditional friendliness, with a sense of care, engagement, a desire for well-being. See if you can take the next few breaths to kind of really establish that sense of orientation. And if you like a little reminder word, you can just use the word loving kindness. Loving on the in-breath, kindness on the out-breath. And this loving kindness should not exactly be in opposition to other activities of the mind, other orientations of the mind. But you can kind of think like this, like, when you're aware of something that's functioning, maybe say as a distraction, think of it as kind of rubbing up against that sense of orientation, that sense of directing the mind with unconditional friendliness, with benevolence. It means there's room for everybody, even if it's a little crowded. We'll add an element of investigation. You can investigate the kind of the contrast between loving kindness and any of those other orientations of mind, habits of mind, activities of mind that are floating around. And something like this. This is what it's like to wish well. What about these other things? Do they carry that at all? It has to be a real investigation, that means. We're not pitting them against our wonderful loving kindness that is the greatest factor of mind in the universe or whatever. It's just genuine investigation. How do these contrast? If your investigation has not helped you to clarify what exactly loving kindness is for you in this moment, meaning if it's scattered you a little bit, see if you can come back to it. And we're going to move on to energy. I say zest, gusto. Wholeheartedness. Go for it. Go as hard into your loving kindness as you can without disrupting wakefulness and relaxation. Next factor is relaxation or ease. Oh, I lied. It's joy. Enjoy it. For a dash of integrity, you can see if joy can arise naturally out of investigation. Like, is there something enjoyable about this? About loving? But more traditionally, this is the joy of uniting the mind in something, some activity. Yeah, to be fair, we've already kind of done relaxation, but to see if there's any added element of relaxation or ease that can arise from just organizing the mind around enjoying something. Organizing the mind around enjoying loving kindness. The sixth factor is the kind of concentration that arises from that whole story. kind of concentration that arises from a sense of ease. In this case, a sense of ease in allowing the mind to be organized around the joy of experiencing loving kindness. Okay. We're going to, for the moment, we're going to define concentration as continuity of this practice. And for the incorporation of the seventh factor of equanimity or letting go, without changing anything else, let go of the idea of continuity, meaning let go of tracking. Let go of tracking. Am I still concentrated? Am I still aware? Let go of anticipating. The next moment, I better be mindful. Just do whatever you're doing now.